Dear diary. Shh, quiet diary. I need to speak. Dear diary. How are you? I am fine. Thank you for asking. Lord knows I'm no angel. I've committed a lot of crimes. I eat people. But the one thing I've never done is steal. The worst crime there is. Not like that Robin Hood. That's one big jagoff. Welp, I should probably let you go. TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Hi, everybody. I don't want to talk about my tiny axe today. I wanted to get out in front of it when I bought it on Amazon to have it delivered here. It sure looked bigger in the pictures.
Sure,
classically, I pay $30 for the one from God of War, but it is not a great axe as it only has one blade, so I want to get a great axe, and this is anything but great. In fact, I'd say it's
seems
just...
Seems like you want to talk about it a fucking lot,
no,
actually.
I don't think any of us are going to bring it up.
I learned from being husky in middle school that if you say it first, the bullies won't pick on you. So let me just say, I have a little axe.
Look at the size of my weapon.
Yeah. Dad, by the way, the first attack of the game has already happened. It was against my glass of wine, which Dad hit with his sword. And it was a crit, and I lost a lot of good wine on this table, which is, I know, it's tragic. Don't worry about it. I used my sweat rag already. Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. Tonight we'll be playing Taz, well, today, this afternoon, we'll be playing Taz Versus, and I'm going to be your Dungeon Master, Travis McElroy.
Travis, I got to say, admirable Dracula.
Thank you very much.
I admire it.
It was really just my Boris voice that I use when I'm reading Vampirina books to my kids.
Yeah, sure.
So that's your James Vanderbeek impression.
Yeah. Nailed it.
True. Look it
if
up.
We could get through this part of the show as quickly as is humanly possible.
Yeah, you got it.
My name is Justin McElroy. Thank you so much for having me. We didn't say our names.
Yeah. I said mine.
Okay, I'm Justin McElroy still. You can't change it. It's immutable. Tonight I'll be portraying the role of Lady Godwin, who hates Dracula. But he's dead now.
I am and forever will be Clint McElroy. And tonight I'll be playing the role of Brother Philo in the body of Pinocchio, Don't Ask.
I'm Griffin McElroy. I usually run this fucking thing, but this time I'm going to be a different character. And the reason I'm so sweaty is because of the character. It'll make sense in a little bit. And again, the faster we get to that, the happier I will be in the long run. Thanks.
Let us weave.
Yes, please weave, Master. Set me free.
A non-canonical amount of time has passed since the end of Taz Dracula. And non-canonically, we find Lady Godwin doing what canonical action?
Wait, it is a canonical
Sorry, action? Sorry, non-canonical. Well, that was close.
That would be so weird to do a canonical action in a non-canonical continuity. But this is the right crowd for it, right? You love that multiverse stuff.
I think it's a temporal pincher maneuver is what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
She is shopping for flowers. Something she used to enjoy before all the adventure. She's been a little listless since the killing Dracula, and she's just kind of bumming around town. There's not a lot of crime that you just run into. It's actually never happened to me, Justin McElroy. So she just having funny crime, so she wanted to shop for flowers. She used to like it, and is feeling her leaving feeling a little cold.
Is it flowers for a specific purpose or just to have them and decorate?
It's to see the hot new flowers that people crossbred and created.
Shit,
like,
man.
You got to stay at the cutting edge.
We've got Daisies 2, the sequel to Daisies.
Otherwise, the ladies at the cookie parties will like stunt on you and they'll be like, did you see the new green posies? And you're like, oh, man, they're crazy. And they're like, there aren't any. Oh. you dummy.
It's so hard being rich.
It is.
Lady Godwin, as you are perusing the latest and greatest in flower technology, you hear behind you the flapping of fairly large wings and a couple like squawks, and you turn around, I assume, and you see a raven in a little beefeater costume hopping up behind you.
Oh, look at you. Aren't you the most precious thing? Hello.
Oh, thank you very much. My name's Edgar.
Oh, listen to you talk. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a gift from my king, Crawford Mutner. Everybody calls me Mutt.
Oh. Yes, how is Mutt?
Well, he's doing...
Sorry, how is Mutt?
Yes, thank you so much.
I don't want to leave you an opening.
How's the smut these days?
I tried.
Over in Camelot, they love it.
I forgot there's canonical wizard smut in this universe.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
More like Camelot.
Oh, yuck.
Saucy. Wait. Where's the puppet man? I'm supposed to find him too.
Oh, Lord. You know, I haven't thought about him in a while, canonically speaking.
Yeah. You haven't thought about him?
Has it occurred to me? I mean, we were work friends, but do you think about people you worked at Blockbuster with?
Okay, will you come with me to find him real quick? I got a message for both of you. I can't
deliver.
Will
you carry me through the skies?
We don't have to do that. Here, take my little wing. Thank you. Interim.
And with that, there's a big puff of smoke, and you guys are instantly teleported to Philo's non-canonical location.
I hope it's not the toilet.
Magical transportation makes me heave.
Oh, then you're not going to like what happens after we meet him again. Okay.
What is Philo up to, non-canonically speaking?
Oh, God. Well, he's been dealing with canonical things. As he is now he's still the interim turbo cardinal.
Right.
And God bless. God bless. It's just like all kinds of paperwork and dealing with administrative stuff and, you know, who's going to do these exorcisms and who's going to stone these sinners.
Whoa!
It's just,
holy shit, man.
Hey, I'm going to answer that one. Nobody.
Yeah. Nobody.
So, it's just day to day. He thought it was going to be a lot more fun and a lot of action, and he's just...
But after a few stonings, it really, the shine comes off the apple.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. Now that the two of you are together, I can give you this message. Let me see here. Let me look.
Oh, wait. Hello. I'm...
It's such a pleasure. We work together. Don't you remember?
Oh, God.
Yes.
How are you?
Philo.
I've called.
I'm going to say it's been 2 weeks.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, hey. How are you?
Good. I wish I'd known. It's only been 2 weeks. I just realized that now.
It was embarrassing and awkward until we realized.
But
it's
a
only
long.
Been
it's
weeks.
Been a long and busy 2 weeks. The raven starts rifling through his little messenger bag. Ear of corn. Ear of corn. Ear of corn. Oh, shiny thing. Shiny thing. Shiny thing. Here we go. I've got a little message for you. And he hands you a rolled up scroll.
Allow me to read it.
It says, hey, Philo. Hey, Godwin. It's me, Crawford Mutt. You can call me Mutt. Everybody does.
Hi, Mutt.
It's a piece of paper.
I sure hope you didn't answer the letter. This is a letter.
I thought it was one of those greeting cards you open up. And
even those you can't talk back
to.
That's
not a two-way conversation.
How you guys doing? Been a long and busy 2 weeks, am I right? I'm having so much fun here in London. I've been four-wheeling with a lot of the Dukes. They're okay. Man, I wish I'd thought of that joke.
They're just good old boys.
That sure would have been funny to make if I'd said it.
Well,
That's why I'm here, Trav. I can make the other jokes, so you don't have to make all the
Sorry,
jokes.
Justin. I just, all I saw was Lady Gaga for a second. Well, I just lost it.
Well, I'm just talking to you right now, right? You're the one talking, right?
Oh my God.
Lady Gaga can't hear you and talk to you.
Please go faster.
Okay.
I'm dying.
Anywho.
It's better this way.
Hope you guys are doing good. Let's see. What else? Oh, yeah. Somebody stole the crown jewels. It was this guy all in green. Had a bow. Real nice bow. Shot it at me, which I didn't appreciate. And then he said something about stealing from the rich, giving to the poor. He was a real dick about it, if I'm being honest. Stole crown jewels, and then he just got out of there. So now all apartments freaking out. They got everything on lockdown. I can't go nowhere. But we got to get those jewels back. Apparently it's something about divine right and if I get to be king or not. So I need your guys' help. If you would just go get those crown jewels back for me, I'd appreciate that so much. So whenever you're ready, just say the word persimmon. Wait, are you reading this out loud?
Wait, are you reading this out loud? It says.
Okay, you look up from the letter and you just teleported when you said the word persimmon
yes,
while you were reading it out loud.
Oh, Christ. I thought for sure you were going to be like, after a 1 month long boat journey,
which we will act out.
Yeah.
So you've been teleported.
Nothing in the tank.
Okay. You find yourself on the edge of Sherwood Forest
yes.
and Nottingham Township.
Okay. Oh, so it's not Green Arrow.
Oh, my God.
He's not public
Shit,
domain.
Shit, man.
You said dressed all in green.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you weren't reading this out loud and you can prepare yourself, make sure you get lots of supplies, everything you would need. But anywho, I did go ahead and hire you like a wilderness guide because I've traveled with you guys before and I know how you are. So I made sure there'd be someone there to help you. He should be there anytime.
Oh, where is he? He said he'd be here in 15 minutes, Philo. We just have to kill 15 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
So tell me, last 2 weeks...
It's been quite a blur, hasn't it?
Have you gone to any parties or balls? No.
I did learn all of the states. Would you like to hear them?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know them. I didn't learn them.
You hear a rustle on the edge of the forest. And Russell says, hey, look over there. Who's that guy? And who do they see, Griffin?
Toddling out from behind a tree, you all hear a voice first that says, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, listing off the 50 states. Damn. You see toddling out a sort of large beige bear wearing a sort of red halter top t-shirt.
Now he's just wearing his fleece onesie.
I'm so fucking sweaty, it's insane.
It's Paddington, everybody!
Do you think anybody's ever put that on and thought, oh, this is so much better?
Never. You all see Winnie the Pooh, famous public domain bear, come tumbling out of the woods. Do not ask him about Piglet or Tigger. They're not in the public domain yet.
I hear you two need some help getting through these 100-acre woods.
Hold on one moment.
I may be able to help you for a smackerel of honey.
Here, take it. Take it.
You just have honey on you?
Here, take it.
He's hoping that if it coats your throat, your voice will be so different.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
Why, I thank
Damn it.
No, that didn't work.
Not for sure that was canonical.
The forest thanks you for this offering of sweet honey.
Are you able to help us find passage? We're on a hunt for the crown jewels.
Oh, such human trifles. It's so amusing. You worship these rocks from the ground like they were gods.
Yes. I don't remember Winnie the Pooh being so superior to everybody.
Okay, we have to stay in our characters. Remember, we talked about this backstage. Okay, I don't want to hear from Clint.
I know.
I want to know how Philo is reacting to this bear, okay?
I don't remember.
There we go.
Winnie the Pooh.
Holy shit, that puppet can talk.
Now we're getting somewhere. This is acting.
Are you controlling that puppet with some sort of remote control device?
I understand that temptation to hope that to be true. I wish desperately, too, that this were not the case. But he is, in fact, my friend Philo inside a puppet body. Not with... Let me see. Is Van Helsing still in there? No?
Canonically, yes? No, I don't think so.
Canonically, no, it's just my friend Philo in the body of Pinocchio.
Oh, a fellow toy who came to life because of the love of a child.
Something like that. Actually, it was more of putting on the wrong, hat. But
sure, that'll happen.
As you stand on the edge of the city of Nottingham and Sherwood Forest, you hear an argument, and the voices are getting angrier and angrier slightly within the city. You can see a shopkeeper, standing at his stall, arguing with a customer, and it's starting to get, they're shoving each other.
Oh.
You two seem ill-outfitted for this adventure. Would you like to stop at that local shopkeep and stock up on the things you need to keep your human bodies alive?
Well, I would at least like to eavesdrop on whatever the conflict is. I'd love to get the dish.
Weird energy, but okay, let's creep on over.
Since I'm a puppet and I don't eat, and she's dead and doesn't eat.
Oh, what?
Well, animated dead flesh.
What are you talking about? We had forward momentum, and then you're like, this one's dead. We were moving somewhere.
As you approach the stall.
You spoke with Justin's voice.
We're talking about this as we approach the stall.
Yeah. As you approach the stall, you hear the argument, and you just... what I'm saying is, I think it is. I'm saying 3.5. Well, 3.5 doesn't make sense, does it? It would have to be a round number, so it's got to be 3 or 4, but not 3.5, right? And I think 3 is too low, and you think 4 is too...
Excuse me, gentlemen, this is fascinating, but could you loop us in on what the conflict is?
Sure. Thank you very much. How many bowls is a chicken, and how many chickens is a bowl?
Is this some sort of riddle? These riddles are so confounding.
Can you say again? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Just basically, how many chickens equals a bowl,
A bowl of what?
I think they're doing an exchange program.
Well, we're trying to. It's very new for us.
One chicken is worth 1.5 bowl.
That's way off. You gotta look at these bowls, man.
I don't think that a half a bowl is a good metric of value, is it? Because you can't have half a bowl. That's nothing.
See, that's exactly what we've been saying to Robin, is that there's not really a one-for-one thing.
You know my friend Christopher Robin? Where is he? It's been so very long.
No, sorry, I was talking about Robin Hood.
Oh, yes. My mistake.
He stolen everything and left us having to figure out a barter system that we haven't used ever.
Hey, who is... What size up this person I'm talking to?
How much money do they have?
No. Though I asked a question.
This is a burly shopkeep who works with metal.
Robin. The one talking about Robin.
This is the burly shopkeep who
the
works...
The shopkeep works with Robin?
No.
How deep does this go?
This conspiracy.
The townspeople know Robin Hood.
Okay.
He's a man of the people. Okay, or at least he was, but it doesn't sound like that now.
Okay, I pick him up by the lapels. Excuse me, my name's Lady Godwin. It's a pleasure. My eyes are up here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you as well.
We're looking for something that's been stolen, and I suspect your Robin Hood has something to do with it. We'd love a little more information about where we can find him.
Okay, I don't understand the lapel thing.
You could have just asked first.
Yeah, right. It's intimidation.
Okay, roll for
me. If you ask and they say no, and then you intimidate, I feel like that's less intimidating, right?
Than just going fucking crazy at the jump.
What I ask you, what is more intimidating? Someone who asks nicely first and then later is like, well, I hate to resort to this.
Answer us now!
Yeah.
Okay, give me a roll.
Impulsiveness is the most intimidating thing.
Sure.
Okay, so that is a natural 20 plus 3.
Holy shit.
It gets results. This is what I'm saying.
It worked. He pisses his pants. But here's the good news. He's relieved that he was trying to pass a kidney stone and he feels way better now. All right. You're not making the game. This is my world.
Yeah, what do you want to know? Anything.
Where can we find him? Why does everyone have a problem with him? Okay. And could I take him?
Take him where?
To Fight City. What do you mean, take him where?
Oh, okay. So, can you set me down first?
Of course.
Thank you.
The intimidation is complete.
I pick him up by the lapels.
Okay, what can I do for you? Should I resolve her questions first, or?
And no lying. What have you done with my friend Christopher Robin?
And I go around behind him and give him an atomic wedgie.
That's good. This guy's intimidated his balls off. Yeah. Oh, man.
Really?
I've just only met these two, but I think we're all big bullies.
Yeah. I've been nothing but helpful and open and honest.
If you ramp up to intimidation, it's not scary. It's desperate.
No, I'm very scared.
So tell me what I want to know.
Okay, can you put me down and release me underwears?
Sure.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. So, Robin Hood
is
a thief. And up until, well, a short while ago, he would steal from the rich and then he'd give to the poor. And then one day, he comes in and he's like, hey, poor, you're rich now. And he stole from all of us. And he gave it back to the rich, who are now poor. But then he stole from the rich poor again and gave it back to the poor rich.
The fatal flaw of socialism.
So then he completed that cycle two or three more times. And then he said, fuck it. And he just kept everything. And he's been holed up in his compound somewhere in Sherwood Forest.
A straightforward meritocracy is what's called for. Fairness. Is a man not entitled to the sweat? Is a man not entitled to the sweat of his brow?
See, this is the bad thing about the public domain that they don't tell you, right? It seems good, but then people can just mess things up.
Yeah.
They mess up the precious sweet bear.
Is Karl Marx so public domain?
Well, I don't know about all that. You make some really good points, though, man.
You're not ready for it, but your grandkids are going to love it.
Yeah, but right now, he's holding basically all the wealth at his compound. He's got everything there.
Which is where?
Well, it's somewhere in Sherwood Forest, but it is like a secret thieves' guild kind of deal, so we don't know where.
Where? Where is the compound?
An excellent question.
I don't know.
How? I know, but I figured he was so scared of me that if he had any idea.
Yeah, sure.
He would be like, tell me where it is.
My child.
Oh, what?
Different.
You're a puppet boy and I'm a grown man.
I'm going to play the religion card.
My child, we only wish to help out.
Okay.
Everyone.
Yeah.
So, to save you, I would assume they order food from you and supplies. They don't come to town to get them.
I'm a blacksmith.
You don't have food here.
No, but if you need food...
What a disappointment.
If you need food, you can go over to the Crown and Fool's Tavern right across the way and ask the server there, because I think he used to maybe work with Robin or something like that.
Sounds like a lead to
me. Thank you so much for the clue. You've been most accommodating.
Hey, thank you for helping me pass me kidney stone.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Say, would you mind sharpening this up and making it have a plus something or other?
I don't know. It's a pretty small axe.
I pick him back up. I don't want to talk about how small my axe is.
Yeah, righto.
Sharpen it up.
okay? I'm not magical, though. You know that, right? I'll tell you what I could do. Here, roll a persuasion check for me before I tell you what he could do.
This man is so scared of you.
And he's so scared, you have advantage.
Okay. 13 plus 3, 16.
Okay. I'll tell you what I could do. Let me see it. Sharpen it up. And I'm going to put a nice little sign on there. I got this silver dust. I've been breathing it in all day. I love the stuff. The smell really gets me going.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let me shine it up for you.
All right. Excellent.
Cool.
Do you make any lumberjack axes?
No. Well,
which Winnie the Pooh are you?
Let's see where this goes.
Okay.
Yeah, how much money you got?
Does he make lumberjack axes?
Oh, dear.
I'm going to have to start destroying this guy's whole stall.
I don't make him. I was just going to do it for my time.
Oh, okay. Good.
But I am... Here, roll a d20 for me. I'm going to see if he interrupted you before you started or after.
Why is he... Wait, what is the problem with lumberjack
axes? It's a 17.
Okay, you maybe smash like one. Let's see what the... Oh, I don't normally make them.
Oh, bother.
But I could, I guess.
Don't.
Okay.
I look at him wild. Wild in the face.
Oh, now the bear's being threatening.
Yes.
I'm convinced. In fact, I'm going to go plant me some trees.
That's the spirit, Johnny Appleseed.
How'd you know my name?
No, we'll get to him. Hey, let's go over to the restaurant.
Yeah. Or
the
Crown and Fool's Tavern.
Sorry?
Crown and Fool's
Tavern. Crown and Fool's Tavern. Okay, sounds good.
You go in. It's bustling, but you hear a lot of the like, okay, but how much? Okay, one potato. If it's one potato, how much? Okay, I've got these three rocks.
Well, their economic system is in shambles.
Excuse us. Does anybody know how to find Robin Hood?
Make an investigation check. No, perception. Perception check.
Can we all roll it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, shit, yeah, 24.
Nothing gets away from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Dad is in the profile settings of Easy Beyond. Now he's just made a flat wisdom saving throw.
Six.
And he got a 6 on his flat wisdom saving throw. Is that what you needed?
None of that.
It's so cool to be actually on this side of things for once. To get to see how the fucking sausage gets made.
With a 24, you see someone who's just set down some drinks off of a tray, and they just go completely pale.
They're being weird over there.
Thank you.
Can we stomp up to whoever that was?
He's going to try to make a run for it, for the front door, but in doing so, he's going to run past you. What do you do?
I say, not so fast, Buster Brown.
And I'm going to cast Entangle on them. Oh shit, actually, whoops. Grasping plants sprout from the ground in a 20-foot square within range. I'm going to destroy the hardwood flooring of this entire pub. Each creature other than you in the area when you cast the spell must succeed on a strength saving throw or have the restrained condition until the spell ends. I thought this was just one person that this was going
to
hit.
Not so easy to be on that side, is it?
It's really not.
16 for me. I'm fine.
Yeah, it's a 14 that you're looking to beat.
Okay.
Strength saving throw.
Strength saving. Here we go. Where the hell is strength?
Well, Griffin, here's the good news.
Okay.
There's good a good 2 years there where Dad was playing Uno, and I never had the guts to tell anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, crit.
A crit.
Dad, well, crit.
Here's the good news, Griffin.
My friend's safe.
I rolled once for the server and then just one dice for everybody else.
Yeah.
He got a 7. Everybody else got a nat 20.
Okay, good. So it does destroy a 20-foot square, the floor.
But it grows up in between everybody's tables and chairs, and you see some like real grizzled, tough, like peasant type, just like take a drink, look over, and like, well, we're gonna have to fix that, and just go back to drinking.
And that was the day Taz invented AstroTurf.
But you have been able to entangle the server who was trying to make a break for it.
Okay,
Hello, friend. I noticed you were trying to shake a hot foot at the mention of Robin Hood's name.
Yes, if you work for Robin Hood, I won't be helping you.
Oh, bother. I thought for sure you were one of his lackeys.
No!
I was about to twist you up all crazy with these vines.
What do you think a guide does?
Stops any potential threats before they develop.
You're a guide, not an assassin! Jesus!
I set them down gently with the vines.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I wouldn't.
Did you have, by the way, a sexual awakening when that just happened?
Let me check.
Roll for it.
Well, what does a nat 20 mean in that circumstance? Yes or no?
I think they are now defined by this sexual awakening they've just had.
Yeah.
I would say it opened up quite a bit for me.
You're very welcome. Where can we find the ne'er-do-well known as Robin Hood?
You know, because you've opened this door for me, I find myself trusting you in a way I wouldn't have expected when you entangled me in your vines. My name is John. What is your name?
Pooh Bear.
That's your Christian name?
I'm agnostic.
Fair deuce. Yes, that rapscallion, Robin Hood, had me prisoner after he overthrew me from the throne.
Oh. That should never happen. I always think it's so terrible when people are removed from thrones.
Yes, thank you.
Try their best until they die. That's what I say.
And I'd just gotten comfortable in the throne, too. I'd really broken the cushion in.
That's so sad.
What had you done wrong? Were you bad administration, or you
I imprisoned a lot of innocent people, and I stole a lot of their money.
Right, but if you thought you could lose the job, you would have done better at it, wouldn't you?
Yes, I was told I was king because God wanted me to be.
Wait, hold on.
He's checking.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
I don't think that's a thing, Dad. I don't think you can ask.
I don't know who you're talking
Christian
to.
Christian God.
You
I'm talking
told
to
me
Christian
not to
McElroy.
Be Clint.
You really do these moments in character.
You told me not to be Clint.
To in fiction speak to the Christian God.
Yeah.
To ask if a character's intentions are true with no roles, I might add. Is not something I could address in character because it didn't happen.
Sure.
Understood.
Okay.
But yes, do you mean to do harm to that Robin Hood?
It depends. Do you know if he has the crown jewels?
Yeah. Mine?
Oh.
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 Oh. Those of Crawford Mutner, the new king of England.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Oh, this has become rather awkward, hasn't it?
It's fine.
Oh. No, you always think it's wonderful when someone becomes king, but you forget someone had to stop being king.
Is he doing a good job, at least?
It's been 2 weeks. It's really too early to tell.
I understand.
He's got a pretty decent Yelp rating.
Can I tell you, honestly, I find a lot of job satisfaction in being a server.
No kidding. What kind of food do you like to serve the best?
I like soup.
Oh, no, that doesn't make any sense.
No, the challenge. It's the challenge of the thing, you see.
You like to be on
you like the challenge of serving a hot liquid bowl of soup?
Yes, the learning curve was quite steep.
Or a half bowl of hot steam.
Well, here's what I invented. You take some bread, and you eat the middle of it when nobody's looking, because someone stole all your money and you're very hungry.
Right.
Then you pour the soup in it and it falls right out the bottom.
I think Saint Panera once tried that.
So how can we find this Robin Hood? Where is his secret compound?
Oh, do you have a map?
Yes. I have a perfect map of the whole Sherwood Forest.
Excellent! Show it to me!
Did you say Sherwood to me?
Sherwood to me! Now, Griffin, you do have a map, but I want you to roll a d20 to see how good it is.
It's just places where honey is.
11, yeah. It's mostly honey focus.
Never mind all this the circles and all of the crude drawings of beer.
It's so sticky. The map.
Yes, it is very sticky.
Most of my personal belongings are irredeemably sticky.
Oh no, that might awaken something in me as well. I'm quite the pervert.
I don't want to judge whether or not...
No, I like to judge myself. Apparently, degradation is also good for me.
You're moving so quickly through this. I have to congratulate your growth.
Thank you very much.
This is the hottest I've ever been.
Juice, is it fucking hot on this stage, motherfucker? Are you a little fucking uncomfortable, Juice? Juice, that's a funny name. I'm stewing in my own juice inside of this.
That was my character, not me. I would never complain about it when you're wearing that on stage, Griffin.
I have a grate underneath my chair just collecting my...
leavings.
My leavings that I'm producing.
Hope you enjoy the show, kids.
Mark it on the map for me as quickly as you possibly can.
Yes, of course, Daddy.
Oh.
Hate it.
And he does so.
I pass him a business card.
In addition to wilderness tours, I also offer certain services on the side.
Excellent!
They're going to put it back in the public domain. Like, you don't deserve this. You're not allowed.
They freed me from the Disney vault, and I'm ready to get so nasty.
Well, I need to get back to serving. Tips of half a potato isn't going to earn themselves.
Hey, everybody. In case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroymerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show, Let's Learn Everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Oh, bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn. Woo! I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
So now you have a map showing you roughly within Sherwood Forest where
we follow it without issue.
You brought that sword with you, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to make it, can you kind of leave it at your side, just kind of dangling and jangling around as we're walking, just kind of shake your tush and have that gold sword just kind of flipping around. I'm hoping to make a honeypot.
Oh, that's good.
It's a honeypot.
Oh, okay.
What now?
Yes, I call it a honeypot. It's a way of trapping criminals. It's like a bait sword.
As you start walking, you hear behind you, Wooden Boy and Bear Man walk through the forest. Also, there's a lady with a sewed on head.
Well, that sounds like a song describing all of our sort of personal aesthetics.
Man, it's very Roger Miller-y. Very.
Who's there?
They're looking for the voice and they're sounding kind of stupid. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, gotta
water. I don't like this. Who? What do I see, Travis? I look towards the source of the sound.
When you turn around, it's not hard to see. The only thing you see behind you is a rooster.
That's good. I rolled a 5 on that perception check you didn't know I took.
Just a regular old rooster.
I prepare to cast Speak with Animals. I'm a druid, by the way. That makes sense.
Don't waste your spell slots. I can really sing. Ooh-la-da, ooh-la-da, gotta what a day.
Can you speak, little cock friend?
I've told you before.
Interesting word.
No, no.
Oh, sorry.
Interesting word choice. I'm not wild about it. Ooh la la, ooh la la, yalla, what a day.
Friend bird, I am the guardian of these 100-acre woods. Are you well? Are your needs being seen to? Are you being threatened in any capacity by the human scourge?
Well, which cursed me, turn me to a rooster. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
At this moment, I look around and realize that I am the only human currently. I kind of look like, huh. Well, and I think I'm probably in enough of a minority that I'm nodding along like, yeah, the human scourge, it has become a problem. Yeah.
I look at you and I say,
don't worry, you're a dead human. The only good type of human there is.
People keep saying that. I'm not dead.
Friend Rooster, you've been...
I just met you. Wouldn't say we're friends yet. Ooh-lolly, ooh-lolly, golly, what a day.
I cast Animal Friendship. Make a wisdom saving throw. 14.
I got an 11. I am your friend now. Ooh-lolly,
ooh-lolly. Keep talking shit. Friend Rooster, we're looking for the hidden compound of Robin Hood. You know where we might be able to find it?
It's in Sherwood Forest, right this way. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
This stuff is so easy.
Easy, yes. I don't even know why I wasted my time and, frankly, creative energy doing a whole bait sword when this rooster was just going to come out and show us the way.
Can I ride on your shoulder or be your little friend? Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
This is not a karaoke experience, audience.
I don't think so. My shoulder's off a little. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly.
If I copyright infringement, I'm going to sue you. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Sorry,
I believe your character's public domain. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly day.
So, I'm sorry to ask, but would you mind climbing in Winnie the Pooh's backpack?
My what?
If the rooster could just ride in the bear's backpack, it would really bring me a lot of joy.
Yes, it's an
I'll play my banjo.
Thank you.
And blow on this kazoo.
This is so degrading.
My name is Alan. I am a rooster.
Hey, let's do this thing as long as we're trying it.
And I flip upside down and try to run on the bird's legs on my backpack like Banjo Kazooie does it.
Roll a dex save.
Okay.
I want to roll a sanity save. I want to see if my sanity is preserved while witnessing
that. Is a 6?
It's crushed instantly underneath your weight. It's...
Well, come on. Admit it. You were all a little sick of
with
this thing, right?
With a 6, he's got to be dead.
Time for turbo mode.
Yeah, you don't hear any more singing.
Whenever you're ready, friend Rooster.
So then I hold out the sword again like, wow, this is a really good sword. I hope no one tries to steal it.
Can I check on him? Is he okay? No?
Wait. Wait, let me look. Let me look.
Wait, wait, we've never done this before. Wait. We could do a poll. We can do a quick poll to see who's
in the 20-sided tavern. We make the fucking rules up here, man. How's it looking?
No.
Oh, well.
Listen, he's gone.
What class are you again?
Druid. Well, don't worry, folks. It's the circle of life.
The circle?
No.
Damn.
I take my backpack off and I just set it on the ground.
Don't tell the other druids about this. They'll be ever so cross.
Do you want to eat the rooster? I mean, you are the only person who eats.
I don't think...
I mean, he's a bear. The bear eats.
I'll eat the rooster.
Oh, don't eat the rooster.
If the rooster dies from a terrible accident, there's no moral issues with eating it.
An accident that could not have been prevented.
And or foreseen.
Yeah. Roll me a perception check, all of you.
Okay.
That's the one that says perception, Dad.
Considering what I'm 25. Witnessing right now. Considering what I'm witnessing right now, I hope my perception is low. Honestly, I don't need a great view of Winnie eating the rooster.
Mm. Yeah, I don't want to see it either. 2.
6 for me, did I mention? 6?
25.
while you've just finished consuming the body of Alan Adale, human cursed to be a rooster.
Oh, well then it's all square, baby.
And you see in the bushes behind, over the shoulders of Lady Godwin and Philo, you see some figures clad in different shades of green coming out of the woods, trying to sneak up on them.
We're being snuck up upon, dear friends.
I think I have this. Friar Tuck! Friar Tuck, are you there? It's me, your boss, the Turbo Cardinal.
Such a huge cult shot. You had to have expected this.
Not the boss part. Here's the problem, Griffin. I don't know how monks feel about the Pope in real life.
Sure.
Well, Do they work for the Pope?
Sure, man.
Yeah. Do a little research, pal. Put down
into
your video games.
If Friar Tuck had a good relationship with the Pope.
Okay.
Okay. Dad, give me a persuasion check or religion check, because I am a kind of benevolent DM.
That is an 18.
Yes?
Hello, my son. It is I, the Turbo Cardinal.
But you are a puppet.
Yes. I know. It's a long story. We were traveling and found this laboratory.
I'm so bored.
We are here to confer with your co-worker, your co-conspirator, Robin Hood. Oh. May we speak to him?
Huh.
I mean, let's just get it right out there.
Yeah. Huh. You know, you've got a lot of gold and fancy stuff upon you, Turbo Cardinal.
Don't you? Yes, I certainly do.
He is the Pope.
Yeah. And yet,
That's sort of part of their whole thing.
And just to double check, you are the official Turbo Cardinal?
Oh, he hates it when you do this.
Okay. It's interim Turbo Cardinal, but as far as I know... I don't think King Mutt has actually changed that. Is it possible?
I see.
Didn't get
no,
any that,
we didn't have the vote, so you're definitely not the final Turbo Cardinal.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I would hope I wouldn't be the final Turbo
this
Cardinal.
This is my problem with organized religion.
What do these look like?
Sorry?
What do these guys like? Yeah, what do they say? You said green-clad figures. Like, what do you mean?
So at this point, you could see the man who's been speaking.
Okay, I'll walk closer to him and see what he looks like.
What do you look like, pal?
Yeah, what's he look like?
How close do you get to him to see what he looks like?
4 feet.
Excellent. He's a man on the shorter side with a tonsure, which is that traditional monk haircut with a bald pate. He is in monastic robes. He has identified himself as Friar Tuck by answering.
Friar Tuck was Catholic, Paul has confirmed, so...
Well, damn, there it is.
You see a large, beefy man. You'd put maybe 6'10", 6'11", large, broad-shouldered, strong-looking, in a green tunic and green tights. Then you see a man in different shades of burgundy and red in his outfit with a big red W across his chest.
It's Robin Hood.
And then you see a woman, once again, in very functional, like green tunic, green tights, sword on her hip, and like a small, like a silver circlet on her head. Very small, very tasteful.
Okay. And these are humans?
Yeah.
Well, don't act like that.
There was a singing rooster.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't act all incredulous. This is a crazy, mixed up world.
So Fire Talk says, well, you make a good point. Maybe we could work something out. Let me confer with the other married men. Where's the fifth of us? Alan? Sorry,
what did you say?
Alan, are you nearby? Alan, where did he get you? That rascally rooster. Let's just listen for his song.
But don't worry about me. I'm just wandering around the woods.
Alan, is that you?
I'm totally healthy.
Okay, I want to send my hand out into the woods to go shake the branches.
Okay, make a sleight of hand check.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's 8.
So they watch your hand hop off your shoulder, run over into bush and shake it.
I'm a healthy rooster, didn't get eaten.
Okay, now you make a deception check.
Or
performance. Sorry, it's performance.
Fuck.
Does he get advantage for my limb shaking?
For your 8?
15 plus 1, 16. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Don't even sweat me. I'm gonna go home. I've got diarrhea.
It's like it's pretty good, but also, right, like, it would have to be so good to make them think that the bear pretending to do the rooster's voice.
I'm throwing it. It's not a problem.
Right,
I probably
right.
have some bullshit magic spell. Yeah. I make wind blow through a tree or something.
I'm gonna say with the 16, it's good enough that they're not like angry at you.
Awesome. Okay. They know I ate their friend for sure.
But they're like, they're very wary of you at this point. And the biggest one says,
what do you want to talk to Robin about?
Right, it's very simple. We don't wish to be a bother. We just want the crown jewels back for our friend, the king. Mm-hmm. The new
Which
one.
Which king?
King Mutt.
Oh, okay. He's
the two-week king.
Yeah, that's what we call him.
So far.
Is that weak? I think he's demonstrated that he's very...
Fun with synonyms. Okay. My favorite jokes.
Not the Fortnite King. That's
is
what
it synonyms or homonyms? Which one is it?
No one knows.
You stepped on my excellent Fortnite joke. I've never been angrier in my entire life.
And he dabs.
Too late. It means nothing to me.
What was your name?
Winnie the Pooh.
I'm Little John.
Hello, Little John. What a fantastical name for you. You're quite a large man.
Oh, there's like a 7'4" guy who's called Big John.
My mistake. I thought you were the 7'4" guy.
No, I'm 6'10".
All you humans look the same to me.
I see. He bristles.
I don't blame you. I'm working through a lot of my own stuff over here.
Okay, so the four of them confer, and they come back and say, this time the man all in burgundy speaks, and he goes, okay, yes, we've spoken about it, and we've decided we're going to let you, instead of attacking and killing all of you, we're trying to be cool about it, we're going to let you choose one of ours to fight, and we're going to choose one of yours to fight. Do it 1v1. If you win, we'll take you to see Robin Hood. If you lose, we get to kill you.
So wait, we choose one of yours?
Yes.
And you choose one of ours?
Yes.
A champion.
Oh.
Should we do like, introductions?
Not necessary.
Can we choose any of your men?
Well, and any of our people.
Yes. So, of
let's
course.
Not be small-minded about it.
You can see me, right?
I don't see gender.
What was the name of the rooster one of you?
That was Alan, but he went home because he had bad diarrhea.
Pick Alan.
Alan is not here. He had diarrhea and he had to go home. So
sounds like Alan lost the battle.
So you get to choose from me, Little John. You can pick Will Scarlet here. You can pick Maiden Marian. And she waves and says, I'd like to speak too.
Yes, I bet.
Friar Tuck or Old Man Scribo. And a little old man shuffles after the thing and goes, hi, I'm Scribo.
We've got to do
Scribo. Yeah, we mostly keep Scribo around as like kind of a mascot. We love him.
Even the puppet among us could smash little Scribo to the ground.
What the hell does that mean?
You're so small.
My child.
That means nothing to me.
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're setting it up so that they will pick me to fight, and I am the best fighter of the three.
I don't know you from Adam's off ox.
Yes, I don't know you either.
I met you 15 minutes ago.
Yes, it was only 15 minutes ago.
Listen, I don't know why he's fit. I'm telling the truth.
He's telling the truth.
Here's what I'd like to say. All the people seem like they have a thing, right? But Will Scarlet seems like kind of a nothing burger. So I think we should choose him.
He's got the first initial of his name stitched into his tunic.
He's a total dork.
What a fucking wiener.
He's a dork.
Hey, I can hear you. I had that sewn on to me for the greatest crime I committed.
Adultery?
Wire fraud.
Oh, yeah, we can take him.
Let's do it. Yeah. You. Dr. Wiley?
We'll pick the white-collar criminal.
Okay, I've done other things too. That's just the worst one.
Okay.
Let's see. We'll take... we'll take the puppet boy.
Huh?
This was the gambit, wasn't it?
Yes, of course.
You've assured us of your martial prowess.
Oh, no, I'm so afraid.
Okay, I don't understand the winking.
Oh, was that a wink?
You could see that?
Yeah, it looked like you were having a stroke.
I can't wait. So it's Will Scarlet versus Philo.
Yes.
Can we send him out like a Pokemon battle?
Yes, you can.
You just throw Philo into the middle of the ring, like, go, puppet Philo.
Okay, roll for initiative.
Use tail whip.
Roll initiative.
I made a mistake choosing Dad.
Yeah, you fucking did, dude.
Obviously.
Is it too late to pick the barbarian,
lady? No, I need my moment in the sun.
Where's your initiative? What app are you using? Here we go. Nope, that wasn't it. Just roll a 20-sided dice and add one.
It's wait, this is the Aetna Healthcare app.
Six.
Oh, I got a 9. Let's fight. And he comes at you with 2 daggers. I thought we said we'd be better than this.
It's stupid.
Does an 18 hit your AC?
Yeah.
I should hope so.
It was close.
You're a puppet.
He does 3 plus 3. He does 6 points of damage.
Ha!
That's... nothing to me. Okay. 6 points of damage. All right.
Can we, while this battle is happening, try to kind of...
leave.
merge
pee,
into...
pee in the bathroom.
Merge into the band. Just to, like, we're all sort of watching this sort of together.
Yeah, I think we should all have a little camaraderie. We're being professionals.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason we can't be tasteful.
Yeah.
I cast Ray of Sickness.
Whoa.
At Wario.
It's not a complex name. His name is Will.
I've forgotten it every time. He's got a big W on his shirt.
That's fair.
You were the one who said W didn't stand for Will, so it's free
game. That's true. It stands for wire fraud.
Yeah.
Okay. Dad, what's the save, or is it an attack roll?
Well, you know. It lashes out towards a creature within range.
Spell attack.
Yeah.
He's going to get a spell DoorDash to himself, it looks like.
I don't know what fucking app you're using,
well,
my man.
Well, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. What do you want me to push?
Roll a d20.
Your luck.
All right, d20.
Too late.
Add 6. That's 7 plus 6, 13.
13!
A 13 does not hit his AC.
Wow. Shit, man. We picked the wrong dude.
He dodges around you, kind of dancing in, let's be fair, a very taunting way.
Oh,
and he is going to attempt to punch you. since you are a small wooden boy. He got a nat one, though, and stubs his toe on your butt.
What was his foot?
Wait, he was trying to punch him and he stubbed his toe on his butt?
Punt. He was trying to punt him.
Punt him, okay.
I thought you said punch him and he stubbed
him
his toe on the butt, making this the worst punch attempt in the recorded history of
mankind. It's a natural one, right? If there's a way to do it, this would be how it happens.
I'm going to hit him with my quarterstaff.
Okay.
Aim for the face or genitals. It's the weakest part on you human beings.
Okay. So
the throat is also good.
Shnikey. Okay.
I'm gonna do all dad's rolls for him today, baby. You're okay.
Everybody be cool. It's dad's first time playing D&D.
Holy shit. You got too many characters on here, man. I backed up. You've got 40 fucking characters in this app. We have not been playing D&D this long.
That's all my closet D&D.
Roll your 20-sided die.
All right.
And if it's a really high or low number, the rest of the stuff doesn't matter. Here we go.
Eight. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's going to avoid that quarterstaff. So far, this is a thrilling battle.
I have a bonus move, though.
That's true. He has.
I have that action, that Tavern Brawler Strike. My unarmed strike uses a D4 for damage.
Okay, cool. So while this nail biter is going on, what's happening with you, Lady Godwin, and Winnie the Pooh?
Wait, I have to roll.
To do what?
To use my follow-up action.
He's doing another unarmed strike.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a tavern brawler, puppet pope.
And it was a dirty 20.
Okay, yeah, you hit him.
Hey. Psst, psst, hey.
That's a...
Hey, Little John.
Oh, yeah, thanks for saying my name. Didn't know who you were spitting at.
I was trying to play it cool.
Hey, oh, okay, yeah, psst. Yeah.
Where's Robin Hood?
This fight kind of sucks.
I think it's heating up, actually. I think Will's about to do something big. No. It's the boy's first fight. Let him have this. He's been doing white-collar crime the whole time. He wants to get into killing.
No one's enjoying this. This is terrible. Look at the two of them.
I am having a ball.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
5 points of damage.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll mark it down.
Hey, listen. I'm kind of with you on this one. What if we just said, oh, they're too evenly matched to start that, right?
Right. So we'll say like, oh, it's impossible to say. You're just two titans invulnerable.
Yeah.
Immovable object and unstoppable force.
Whoa.
You don't hear any of this.
I don't feel
you don't hear
like
it.
You think I can win.
There's no way you're hearing me talk. You're fighting.
No,
you
I'm reading your body language.
My body language is extremely positive.
Let's give them one.
Well, hold on, Dad. Make an insight check. And if it takes you longer than 20 seconds to do so, you don't notice.
Two.
You look over, and as far as you can tell, all of them are going, you're doing great.
This is the good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, friends.
If we agree to a draw, will you take us to Robin Hood? If the answer is no, the fight will continue.
He stubbed his toe on his butt. You saw that, right?
You took too long. Dad, roll again.
All right.
He's going to try and do two attacks in one round. It'll take 20 minutes.
Oh, you make a good point.
I am going to use a spell then.
No, please. We have to stop.
Don't forget your components.
Get comfortable, motherfucker.
Gather your material components.
Not this, no.
Yeah, how about a 16 to hit?
Wait, don't forget the ritual. You must do the ritual.
Melf's acid arrow.
And how much damage does that do, Father?
Just wait, pal. 2, 4, 7, 9.
Oh. Whoa. Wait, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
That's an extremely good spell. Good job, Dad.
Thank you, buddy.
Little John holds up his hand.
Oh, you know what? Actually, no. Deal's off now. That was sick. Good job, Philo. Kick his ass. You had your chance. Finish him.
Okay. Wheels up. Not wheels up, mind you.
Wheels up.
Wheel is up. Okay. Yeah. That is a 15 versus AC.
Yeah.
Still hits.
St-
Still hits.
That is 4+3, 7 points of damage.
Uh-oh, wait, hold on.
Okay,
and
right.
Then does a 19 hit?
Yeah, I'm 19 hits.
Maybe we'll negotiate
Let's
for a bit.
Do a
okay,
bit
and that's
no,
nine.
No, I'm good.
And that's
good.
9 points of damage?
Yeah, 9 points of damage.
Yeah. Okay, so 16 total points of damage on those two attacks.
Ow. I didn't say it didn't hurt.
So now it looks like we're on even footing again.
We'd like to get the deal back from earlier.
So can we go back to the original terms of the deal?
I hit him with my sword.
Jesus Christ.
The sacred whacker of Tancred. Whacker.
This is not an item you have from the game. It's not. You can't.
No, wait. Clint McRoy can't go on the con floor and buy a large foam sword and then say, now my D&D character has it because it's physically present.
Ha ha ha. It's resin.
You got him, Dad.
I am recreating 12 Angry Men by myself over here.
Take the sword away.
Thank you so much, a dry one. Oh, my God. Paul, you're my fuck. It's wet, right? Paul, can you confirm the wetness of this rag?
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
It sucks up here, man.
For the record, if you're listening to this later, Griffin just squeezed that into Paul's mouth. It was repulsive. History will not look kindly on this, Griffin.
Little John holds his hands up and says, No, I have to stop it. You two are going to kill each other.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is too much. Too much violence. Too much bloodshed already. Yeah, I'll show you where Robin Hood is. Honestly, he's been scaring us with his obsession. And if you can maybe snap him out of it, preferably without killing him, we sure would appreciate it.
Well, maybe you should tell him not to piss me off.
This guy's a real loose cannon.
I'm mad.
Philo, you forgot your leg. Hold on.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, of course.
Oh, God.
Why is it that Robin Hood, I know of his exploits as the warden of these woods. It seems like he used to live by a fairly honorable code, stealing from the rich, who worked very hard, I might add, for their wealth.
Where do you fall on the political scope? I'm not quite sure. Yeah, here's the problem. He said the whole system is broken. That finance as
on
it
that,
is.
We can agree.
Yeah. He says this thing of like having it only be like the coin of the realm, right? And that being policed by, you know, the government, whoever's in control.
Sounding
isn't work.
Good so far.
And so he's been coming up with like an alternate coin that people gonna have access to.
Tell me everything. But how would it work, this alternate coin?
Well, that's what he's been holed up trying to figure out. We haven't been able to get in there to talk to him.
Sorry, where are you from?
Oh, all over the place. Yeah, I'm well-traveled.
Your accent sounded all over the place, so
yeah.
I assume you're from all over the place.
My mother was Dutch.
All right, that'll do it. So will you take us to this financial genius?
Yeah, it's just on the other side of these trees.
And he pulls back the vines, and there's the compound.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not very good at my job.
I enter the door.
The forest door, which is vines.
As you approach the compound.
Sorry, is the compound a physical building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, some tents and stuff, but it's like all gated up and the gates are like locked. You know what I mean? He's been holed up in there.
Okay.
Excuse me, Robin Hood.
Yeah. Yes, what is it?
We'd like the crown jewels, please.
Are you asleep?
No. Sorry. No. No crown jewels.
Okay.
But you don't have any, or you don't want to give them to us?
Okay, I'm busy. Please leave.
Can I make an insight check to see if he's lying?
The gates are locked closed. He's inside the tent.
11.
You don't know. You don't know if he's busy or not.
We'd like to go inside, obviously, Little John, if you don't mind. Can you open the gates? I assumed when you showed us where it was, you would just let us inside. It seemed like a fair. I mean, of
this
course,
seems like a sort of genie's trap you set for us.
We aren't creating a map to the celebrity's home.
You're being unnecessarily obtuse.
No, I can let you in.
Cool.
Why did you guys assume I wasn't gonna?
We're just doing our best out here.
And he unlocks the front gate.
Cool.
Hey, don't tell him I did that, okay?
Yeah, of course. Is there anything else we should know?
Where's his weak point, and does he have any natural allergies?
Asbestos.
Nothing I can do with
he
that.
He looks up to the sky and he says, well, it's going to get dark soon. You should move pretty quick.
Why is that?
Oh, he's very sneaky and very dangerous in the dark.
Oh, okay. So I'll walk into where he is.
And kill him immediately.
No.
Before his secret powers activate.
You walk into the tent and you see him and he's like writing all over like the inside of the canvas.
Uh-oh.
And he's like trying to, you can see him being like, okay, so maybe, okay. So if there's a chain of sorts, right? We put a new link in it every time there's a transaction. So that way we can look back through the chain.
Sorry, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ham.
How did you get in here?
Through the gate.
And
I
then
locked
the
it.
What?
I had locked it.
I unlocked it.
Damn. I didn't think of that.
That's the problem with locks. They're not permanent.
You're sort of a breaking into places guy, and you didn't see that one coming.
Man, isn't that always the way?
No.
No, of course not.
Sorry, can you teach us about your project here?
Yes, it seems like you're really onto something.
Okay, thank you for asking. So basically...
Wait, what am I seeing? What does this person look like? Who's Robin Hood?
So it's, as you might picture Robin Hood in your head, right? So he's
a fox man?
Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner,
Kevin
yeah.
Costner looks exactly like...
Is it Kevin Costner
no, no, no,
or a fox
is
man?
Tell me it's Cary Elwes.
It's Cary Elwes.
Thank you.
But like dark circles under his eyes, you know, kind of like very sallow skin. He's been inside for too long, right? Too focused on this. And you can see like maybe he's hasn't been eating well. You just see like empty like cans of some. Yeah, I know.
He's got that like Seth Green cryptocurrency malaise
yeah.
sort of about him.
Yeah, when he turns, he's very like, okay, let me spell it all out for you. So basically, follow me. So right now, right? The government decides how much each coin's worth. But what if we said fixed price? Oh. Fixed price, right?
Okay.
And then. There were no physical coins.
Okay.
So people couldn't steal the coins from you.
Right.
Right? All and right. Every time you traded the coins, you had to go to a blacksmith, and they would put a new link in a big chain. Okay.
I thought this guy's thing sounded so cool on paper, but now that I meet him, I'm not feeling it.
So you'd be lugging around a bunch of chains
no,
in your wallet?
No, the big chain is in one place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got this painting of a monkey. Could we somehow tie that into...
How many paintings of the monkey are there?
Just the one painting.
Oh, that's good.
I paid 5 bottles of honey for it.
How big a bottle?
Do you have a name for this system?
Yes, right? So we're going to have the chain, and it's going to be guarded. So I'm thinking block to chain.
This is great stuff.
Yeah.
But do you have the family jewels of the royal family?
I'm confused by the wording.
Sorry.
Family jewels has a whole different connotation.
I don't give a damn about your human testicles.
Is it hot? It's getting hot.
Oh, is it, motherfucker? What? I'm so sorry to hear. Do you what? Have...
I don't think any of the three of us have human testicles.
Anyway...
I believe mine are acorns.
Do you have the royal jewels?
Wait, hold on. Is it day or night?
Ah, shit. listen, talk quick. Where's the crown jewels?
He pulls back the flap from the top of the tent, and you can see the full moon.
I put it
risen.
Back. I put the flap
and
back
he
up.
Starts,
shoot.
He starts freaking out. Oh, I lost track of days. Oh, no.
And he proceeds to change.
Oh, no.
Oh, good Lord. Look at it. It's sexy.
And he turns into his werefox form.
Okay.
Roll initiative.
Oh, yeah, sure. I snap a picture for Prince John later to see if this is part of it. 4. I'm not even going to get to act this show.
14.
5.
All right.
Okay, so we had 4, 5, 14, and Griffin was the 4.
That was me.
Justin was the 5.
Dad was the 5.
Oh, Dad was the 5. Justin, you're up first.
Okay. I will take out my silver axe and split him in twain.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
A what?
An attack roll.
You got it.
Oh, I'm so wet.
How does a 9 plus 6 treat you? 15.
That just hits.
All right.
Show me damage.
Do I get a bonus for the fact that it's silver?
Yeah, it hurts him.
Okay, I accidentally did the attack roll. Sorry, that's a 12 points of damage.
Oh, pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you can cheer. Is there anything else you want to do on your turn?
Yes, I would like to become raging.
Oh, okay.
No. And now I'd like to hit him.
Jesus!
No.
Does it make that sound every time?
Nobody likes the sound it makes to become raging, but that's
Eat
what it takes.
Some fiber.
I'm going to attack again. With a second attack. That's damage. I keep pushing the wrong buttons. Sorry. Here it comes. Here comes the big roll everybody's waiting for. That's a 9.
That misses.
Sorry, J-Heads. I didn't get it done for you this time. Maybe next time.
Robin is going to take a swing at you with his now clawed fist.
The J-Heads are not going to like that.
Oh, no.
It's true.
No, that's not going to hit. That's an 8. He's not going
to
hit.
It's not as far off as I'd like it to be, but no, it does not hit.
But he does have multi-attack, and so he's going to swing at you again. That time it's a 20 to hit.
Yeah, that one just gets in there.
Okay, great.
Just got me.
And he's going to do 7 points of damage.
All right.
And then he's going to begin to prowl around the room.
What?
And move away from you and get back to a corner and hunker down like he's ready to pounce.
Oh, that's not all that intimidating, actually.
Up next is Philo.
His friends outside are not going to come help?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
Okay, I lock the tent.
No, not yet. Not yet. I have a plan. I have a cunning plan.
Dad, did you hear the words he said before you respond? I lock the tent.
It's locked, man. It's dealt with.
It's not his turn.
I already locked the tent.
It's your turn, Dad.
Will you lock the tent then?
Someone's got to lock this damn tent.
I wasn't going to lock the tent.
Tent's not going to lock itself, am I right?
I have a cunning plan.
It's your turn,
Dad.
Okay.
Enact it. Time to deliver.
I drink an alter self potion.
What a great moment.
And transform myself into a duplicate of Robin.
Who?
I wish fucking Prince John was here for this now. He'd be losing his shit.
That would have been such a sick move.
And I stick my head through the tent flap and go, fellas, there's somebody who looks just like me. He's gone mad. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly-lay.
That was the rooster, man.
This fox ate Alan. Come on, me boyos.
Okay, so Robin Hood, the fox, ducks his head out of the locked tent and says, this fox ate Alan.
Now, it is also important to note I did just look up Alter Self, and all of the things you discussed changing can, except your size. So a Philo-sized Robin Hood just popped out.
I've seen the movie. I know how Robin Hood is.
I'm Robin Hood's son.
Hey, Robin guys, Hood. Dad's gone nuts.
I poke my head out. And also a witch turned him small.
You must help me.
Make a performance check, yes.
All right.
11.
Not funny. The least funny number
to
roll.
The least funny number to
roll. What did you say, Robin? We're going to get a bit closer, so maybe we can hear you better next round.
But they don't come all the way to the tent. Okay. They just move about halfway. Up next is Winnie the Pooh.
I step
to attack Robin Hood.
You want me to attack Robin
Hood? I mean, if you want to. I wanted to say the sentence, Winnie Pooh is going to attack Robin Hood.
No, I'm going to deal with this outside situation because I cannot stress to you how much I don't want four other people to enter this fucking initiative.
Yeah,
order.
You got
to
lock the tent.
I step outside, and as I do, in the night sky, storm clouds begin to gather.
And is that related to your action?
Yup.
Okay.
Did you, just so we know for the record, did you lock the tent behind you?
I lock the tent behind me. I say, as the storm clouds begin to gather, I say, oh, the sound of thunder always makes me so terribly peckish on account of it sounding like my rumbly tummy. And I'm going to cast Thunder Wave as a third level spell on the four haters outside. I need each of them to make a constitution saving throw, aiming for 14, please.
Okay. What? No. No.
Fuck yes.
That's four failures.
Oh, wow. No, Travis. What awful news for them. They take 24 points. 24 points of, I believe, force damage as they are thrown 10 feet away from me. And it sucks for them pretty bad.
Good night, Portland!
Yeah.
Hey, Philo, quick sidebar. This bear scares the shit out of me.
Yes.
That's going to do it for Will Scarlet. Will Scarlet is, let's say, out of commission. Not dead.
I have a little necklace, and I scratch another notch into it as Will goes down.
We notice Winnie the Pooh pulling out one of his teeth.
Yes.
Everybody else is knocked prone.
Yes.
And Marion says, oh, I love talking about how upset I am about this. That's two lines I've had.
You've done it. I apologize that this episode has gone this way to Maid Marian.
I understand. Human men are the worst.
Wait, is Maid Marian not a human being?
No, she is.
Okay, she gets
she
it.
She just wanted to, listen, human men have done a lot of terrible things.
Sure. Tell me about it.
Justin, you are up.
Ah, all right. So it's me and Philo. How is Robin looking? Pretty bad?
Untouched.
What?
Oh, no, you hit him. He looks, you have maybe cut some hair off his face.
Is there anything in the room that I can use to my advantage to defeat him? Perception check.
We should ask that question more often.
This is one of the best things about, I rolled a on the perception check. We don't need to worry about it. So the, I'll just do a regular attack.
What did you roll on the perception check, though, just out of curiosity?
It's a natural one.
So what's he find?
He blinks too hard, and he doesn't see anything for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he got an eyelash in his eye from looking around too hard. His eyes are all watering. He's very irritated.
Oh, yeah.
Griffin, you're definitely going to make weight for your wrestling tournament tomorrow.
No fucking kidding, man.
I will, in an act of mercy to Griffin, I will hit Robin again as hard as I can with my axe.
Please kill him, Justin.
I'm doing my best. Aw, brother, I rolled a 5. Let's try another one, another attack. Aw, dang it, it's a 1.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm trying, but this fox is tough as nails, man.
That's a nat 1 on your attack?
Yeah, I get one more, though, for the...
Well, for the nat 1, you swing, and the force of the swing miss so hard that you go down to 1 knee.
Okay, what? What happened?
It's a nat 1. So when a nat 1 happens in Dungeons & Dragons...
It sucks so bad,
it's not just a failure, but a failure that has ramifications to it.
So what happens to me?
Okay, you swing too hard, right? And the force, you end up getting like off balance and you go down to 1 knee.
Go down to 1 knee. Okay, that's all I was trying to hear. Okay, I stand up and then I attack again.
He uses all his movement.
That's
to stand
your
up.
Move, action.
Well, I don't need to move. I'm fighting the fox that's right next to me. I'm not moving. I'll use my move action to stand.
Okay.
And then I will attack his head to chop it off.
Oh, interesting.
Non-lethally.
I like that. Make an attack roll for me.
Okay.
Thank you for specifying.
Of course.
I wish Griffin had non-lethally knocked down Will Scarlet, but...
That is a 2 plus 6. Does that hit?
No.
Okay.
I start drafting a letter to Mutt, like,
I feel like you oversold the capabilities of these. Are you sure these jabronis killed Dracula?
So, he is going to come charging at you and does a 15 hit against your AC?
Yes.
Okay, so he's going to swipe at you with his claws. And because he was ready to pounce and charged at you, make a strength saving throw as he pounces upon you. Also, you're going to take
21.
Okay, yeah,
pretty good.
Sorry, you survived that. You take 9 points of damage.
Okay,
but you do save against being knocked down.
All right.
Okay, now, Dad, you're up.
I cast Find Object.
Okay. Unconventional choice.
To see if I can find the crown jewels.
Eyes on the prize.
Okay. You just do?
So I just did.
Hold on.
You want me to roll something?
Can't be how that works. Hold on.
Ow, don't hit me while I'm typing, Dad.
Don't type then. Okay, that's that's a 15.
Describe a name or object that's familiar to you. You sense the direction to the object's location so long as it's within 1,000 feet of you.
Yeah, so as a turbo cardinal, he would definitely be familiar with the crown jewels.
Yeah, so in the corner of this large tent, you see a big pile of jewels and gold and money and stuff.
It's really...
It's in there.
It's on you, really, for not describing the
you
crown
got,
right
You
there.
Got an eyelash in your eye, and you couldn't see all the treasure.
I'm not sure I trust this dude with developing a whole new sort of economic ecosystem based around the extremely secure storage of data.
As far as he's concerned, at this point, all that stuff's worthless.
Can we just have all that stuff?
Roar!
Sorry, I forgot.
Is my turn over?
You cast a spell, so that was your action. Do you have any bonus actions or movement?
Well, I was going to use an infusion.
Is that an action or a bonus action?
What's it feel like in your heart?
What's it feel like to you, Trev?
I think that knowing that there's some jewels in a big pile of jewels, I'm going to call that a bonus action, and if you want to use an infusion, you can.
What a nice guy.
Okay. I am going to...
So is it like mid-fight with a werefox, Philo's like, you're really in for it now, and walks over to the piles of stones and starts squeezing one so hard, like, just you wait. Soon as I'm done with this, you're going to be in a world of hurt.
And I summon Cronut.
Okay. So that's a familiar that you created in the non-live version of this podcast.
It's long gone now, but you can re-summon
it. No, in the non-canonical time.
You've just been, listen.
Or non-canonical time.
Have you just been re-conjuring it constantly?
He is kind of a fan favorite, Travis.
He's not, I promise.
No one likes your dumb Cronut. Don't.
Cronut is a hit on Tic Tac.
I'm going to say, as you summon Cronut,
he's the fart buckle of bad characters.
Yeah. Cronut is a jack-o'-lantern that grew wings and learned to love. He's got to be pretty soggy at this point, I have to imagine.
As you summon it and the available resources around you, a small, like, jewelry box chest rises up from the pile of gold with big, like, gold coin wings as they flap and jingle jangle. And his little, like, lid is, like, flapping up and down like a mouth.
That's so good, Travis.
Okay, Cronut comes to me.
Okay.
Mutt say he had to have all the crown jewels back?
Some of them will be nice, and I don't think a jewelry box with some coins is any of them.
And they're in a crown, right?
Are they in a crown?
Dad, make a... just roll a d20 for me. Just a straight d20 roll.
11.
Another 11.
That's enough. As soon as you see this golden box with these shimmery wings go up, it distracts. It distracts Robin. This fox who has spent his whole life stealing from the rich and giving to the poor and now in animal form. You see the lights of the lanterns around glinting off of it, and he starts like swiping at it in the air, and he is very distracted, and it is Griffin's turn.
Oh no, I've killed again. Oh, well, in for a penny, in for a pound, I suppose.
I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt in a line at the three remaining thieves on the outskirts of this battle. I'm going to need a Dexterity 14 save from all three of them, please.
Nope. Nope. Oh, that's a 16. Marion saves.
Oh, good. That's a fucking...
That's a good optic, Griffin.
Yeah, that's... Thanks, Dad. That's going to be... Okay, so the good news is Maid Marian's going to take half of the 33 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm terribly sorry. I have this draconian policy about human beings.
I feel like we're learning that if when you let these public domain characters off the chain, they're ready to fuck. Like, anytime you let them off, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm very much a freak on a leash.
Okay, so you have now killed Will Scarlet, Little John, and Friar Tuck. Marion.
I want to leave.
Marion is not looking great, but she is still up. And she says,
all of that was deserved. They were terrible people.
Tell me about it.
How is Robin? Let me see him.
No, he's probably going to go to Beef City.
But I can talk him out of whatever this
it's
hyper folks is.
It's too late for that. Your petty human love. In the grand scheme of this beautiful world in which you inhabit, your love is completely meaningless.
And she looks in your big bear eyes and says,
but haven't you ever loved a human before?
Oh.
Say no, say no, say no, say no.
Once. Many, many moons ago. But I'm afraid I've forgotten his face. I remember he was quite important to me at one point, but we were separated in these woods, and, well, let's just say that I think he's probably dead by now.
Okay, people in the audience who are awing, he is a mass murderer. He has killed four people. He ate the rooster, okay? We cannot feel bad for him.
He ate the rooster to death.
He's also got a weird Randian bent that apparently you're all down with. Like,
please, let me see Robin.
Fine. You may speak to Christopher Robin. Robin Hood.
And I stand aside.
Okay, she enters the tent.
I poke my head in.
Oh, sorry, whoever said, but it's locked, I owe you $100. That's... It is absolutely locked. Thank you. Get my axe after the show, okay? My axe is yours after the show. I'm going to leave it right here.
I poke my head into the tent and I say...
Wait, unlock it first.
Oh, yeah.
I killed...
Wait, the optical scanner.
Hold up, Maid Marian's retinas.
I've killed all the other ones, but this human has something to say.
She sees...
Travis, the stage is yours.
Thank you. Finally. She sees the foxified Robin Hood, and she was prepared, right, to try to talk him out of his DeFi reverie. And she starts kind of fanning herself a little bit when she sees this foxified Robin. She's like, oh, damn. And then, yeah, he looks up from chasing this box and sees her, right? And she's kind of wounded. And at first he starts, like, snarling and growling at you. And he looks at you, Winnie the Pooh, and he says, yip, 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 yip.
Can I? Okay. This is fucking crazy. I'm going to cast speak to animals. Speak with animals, rather.
Yeah, anyone can speak to animals.
I cast speak with animals. I can understand what he is saying when he says yip, 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 yip.
Yeah. He says, what did you do to her? You monster.
Sorry, she was hanging with the rest of the shitty bunch.
Oh, those dickwads.
Yes, they're dead now because of my actions.
I'll have to process that later.
And Marion says, what did he say?
Oh, he says that
I forget already. It's so boring, your human love.
Okay, tell him that I said that we could be together and that he doesn't need to worry about any of this finance and money or anything anymore. Yip, 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 yip. And he says, yes, I understand.
He says he understands.
And he goes over and he just very gently nips her on the arm.
Oh, this is my shit.
And she transforms.
You two leave.
Okay, we leave with the crown jewels. We walk out at that exact moment and we don't see anything else that happens.
Wait, very important.
We don't see anything
else. Very important.
Else.
Do you lock the tent?
Canonically, we lock the tent on the way out. We did it, Trev. We did it.
The noises that come out of that tent will haunt you for the rest of your days.
Afterwards.
No.
I poke my head out and say, it's just forest stuff.
You guys wouldn't get it. It's beautiful. Give Mutt my regards.
And we're going to end it there. Thank you, everybody, so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you all.
Make
thank
sure you,
you
check out
Portland.
The posters. Check out the posters by Matthew H.
Love
Taylor out there. Thank
it's
you all so much
outside.
For coming.
Thank you.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.